by Kuester Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. I'm Patty Mercer. We are live today from Famous Toastery right here in TKK. I am so excited. With me as my guest today is Brenda Robinson. She is the first female pilot in the Navy and now is taking so many of those skills and lessons that she learned not only as a pilot in the Navy but from good old mom and dad, and has created an opportunity for teaching and sharing in the form of a camp. It's called Aviation Camp. So joining us today, Brenda Robinson, how are you?
Fine. Thank you so much, and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, my goodness. So happy to have you. Of course, today's program is brought to you by Kuester Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas, and our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, and, of course, right here live at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. So tell us, you know, I don't know, what a life you have had. Describe that starting point, that start button, if you will,
yes.
That defining moment that you knew that you were going to pursue a certain path.
Yes. Well, that's perfect because that has everything to do with an aviation career camp. I was in 12th grade, and I got to go on a field trip, and they took us up into an air traffic control tower. And I asked students today, do you know what an air traffic control tower is? And everybody looks at me, you know, deer in the headlights. I have no idea what that is. Well, I didn't either.
Yeah.
So I went up into a control tower, and I looked around. The moment I hit the floor, it's, you know, really high in the air. The moment I hit the floor and I looked out at all those windows, it has a view that's phenomenal. And you people with headsets, and they're talking to pilots, and you can see the entire airport. You can see the mountains. I mean, you can see everything from standing in there. I go, this is like the greatest office I have ever seen.
Wow.
And I'm like, you know what? This is it. It took me like 1 minute to decide that I'm going to be an air traffic controller for the rest of my life. Boom. Done. That was my start button. They just pressed it right there, right then and there. Aviation is not in my family, you know, but nobody knows where I got that from. But it was like, okay, I'm going into aviation. I don't know what I'm doing because at the time, this was years ago, this is in the 70s, I'm a girl. Girls don't fly. You know, and I accepted that, except I was going to be a secretary on the moon. That was a kindergarten thought. But so, that was the start. And I said, well, okay, where do I go to college for this? And boom, 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 one thing happened after another. And that's how I got actually to start flying.
That's incredible to me. First of all, it's a field trip. The importance of just seeing and experiencing.
Right, you got to see it and touch it. And all of a sudden, it's real.
It's real. The fact that you felt, I can do this. I want to do this. And you just decided in that moment, and plus your parents, you were a girl in the 70s.
Right.
Also, and a beautiful dark-skinned lady at a time where your dream could have easily been crushed.
Right. I'm 9 years old, 12 years old. I looked like any other kid, you know, and you're walking down the street, I'm just a child with, you know, no, couldn't have any aspirations whatsoever. But my father, before I was born, decided that he was going to have two girls, and they were going to be highly educated, and they're going to be able to forge out into the world and do stuff. Well, everybody looked at my father, you know, his peer group, and go, what are you doing? Why? What's the point?
Yep.
They're just going to get married or, you know, whatever the story may be. I'm like, my dad is like, my kid is going to be educated.
Yeah.
And my kids are going to go to this, you know. My parents had a child, and she passed away when she was an infant. I was the next one up, and I, you know, when I came along, everything, you know, a father paying attention to a girl. Fathers always pay attention to guys, you know, to their boys, and that's fine. That's great. That's perfect. I still want that.
Oh, sure.
But paying attention
to
a girl is incredibly self-fulfilling.
Yes.
And most people don't understand that. Having the push and the background from a father is amazing. And my father was a feminist already. Yeah, you know, it's like
he was
so
ahead
funny.
Of his time.
He's born in 1926.
He didn't have an easy life. But he understood what it was to speak something into existence.
Right.
You gotta, you know, conceive it, believe it, to conceive it, and obviously you're conceived.
He told me every day, you can do anything you want to do when you're going to college. I thought that was one sentence. I thought that, okay, that's what I do.
That's what I do.
I heard it every single day, well, so it must be true.
I love that. You know, so different from what we're hearing today in terms of young people question. You know, a lot of times, you know, we don't hear that direct message from our parents, or maybe our parents get, they feel like they need to tell them more. Your dad was very basic.
Right.
It's like, this is, there's, it is what it is. Why would you believe anything different except your own ability to achieve success?
Right. Teenagers see things a little different. They're looking straight forward and they're thinking, this is, I can do some great things. There's a bright light in front of them. They're ready to go. And my parents didn't do this, but they didn't talk about, you know, the, how tough life was at the time, you know. So, I mean, I grew up during civil rights. Was I paying attention to TV? No.
You were, you were being a kid.
I was just being a kid. I was completely devoid of all of that information. But today, technology brings all that stuff to kids all the time. And they get all of their information from music lyrics, from their peers, from, you know, from anything that they see on TV and social media. So all of a sudden, that is their reality. And you don't have anybody like my father. I want to give everybody the pill. That pill is my dad saying every day, you can do anything you want to do, and you're going to college.
Yes.
And everybody gives me pushback on the going to college thing. And I had an argument with a friend of mine about, oh, well, you're so smart. He says that to me. Well, you're so smart. You know, of course you want to go to college. So they go, have we met? Did you know me when I was a teenager? I was like everybody else.
I have not always been this person I am today.
I know. I had to learn a lot of stuff to get to here.
Right.
And
right.
I was typical. I wasn't extraordinary. I had to hide my report card, you know, because I didn't want to get yelled at. I was typical. And everybody around me, all of these kids that I meet, they are typical and they're wonderful and they're smart. They might be falling behind in school, but they're smart. And you just have to figure out what it is that really trips their trigger and go for that.
Do they have any idea at the aviation camps when you're up there? I mean, you're such an amazing motivator and everything, but to achieve the accomplishment of being the first at anything, the world is a very big place. You achieved a first.
Right.
Do they understand how big that was?
Maybe their parents do, and their parents say, oh, she's the first, you know, first black woman ever in the history of the Navy, actually also in the history of American Airlines.
Woo!
So yeah, but that's the kids awesome. Are like, okay,
wait a minute, what?
Yeah, well, some of them are like, hey, that's great, and some of them are like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
What are we having for lunch?
Right.
You know, and I don't dwell on that, because that part is not important to me. But it, you know, it's important actually to get the word out, because nobody's going to send their kids to my aviation career camp if they don't know who I am and what I'm about. So I don't mind having that exposure for that reason. But when the kids get into camp, it's all about them seeing stuff.
Wow.
You know, and I keep them on the run, so it's a very busy day.
it's so inspiring and so needed. The things that were just part of your growing up years are not necessarily what others are being exposed to.
Right.
We sometimes get so fast and quick in learning that we forget to stop and really appreciate what it is to experience, to go up in that aviation tower and look out and really
It's not
say,
actually available.
Wow, you can't do
this
that
This is
anymore.
Not available. This is a unique camp. And I'm having a little trouble with the air traffic control tower over at Charlotte Airport. So I will admit, they're kind of closing down on me, you know, because of CSA and all that kind of stuff. But still, you know, I still have aviation experts of all kinds, including air traffic controllers, coming to my camp to talk to the kids. The CMPD helicopter, they're standard. You know, they can't wait for my camp because they're going to fly in. I don't care where my camp is. They fly in their helicopter to my camp. You know, I call them on the phone and they go, well, I'm having a camp on such and such a day. Okay, we got it down, because they're going to be there. The Civil Air Patrol, the Young Eagles, the firefighters, you know, everybody is like standard. We will be there. No problem. Just tell us when.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, not only are you impacting lives, no matter what direction these young people choose, you are also planting that seed for love of aviation, which right now, We are having a pilot shortage.
Oh, we have a massive pilot shortage. We have a massive air traffic controller shortage. We have a massive maintenance shortage. All the baby boomers are moving out at the same time.
And they have
to. At the very same time.
Right.
Yeah, because we're all retiring. And all of a sudden, there's this vacuum of need. Anybody who goes into aviation will have a contract at the end of their training, period. They got a job.
Yes,
this
yes.
is the industry to get into. But the funny thing is about my aviation camp, it is not actually to make you interested in aviation. I just use that as a catalyst.
Absolutely.
You know, I just want to get them in there so I can start talking about self-confidence.
I love it.
How you deserve to do not only this job, but any career that you want to get into. I don't care.
Well,
I just want you to kind of stand tall and know that when you walk into a room, people notice you, and they want to figure you out, and they want to respect you, and they want to know something about you. That's what they have to learn at my camp. Once they get that figured out, I don't care what career they want to go to, it works. It works at school. They can take that back to school and use it the very next day, you know, and make a total difference in their persona.
And yes, they make an impact.
And how people react to them.
I don't think enough is taught about the energy. You have the power to turn the energy in a room
right, yeah.
to a positive or to a negative.
Right, yeah.
You don't realize, I don't think there's enough responsibility given about just, hey, wait a minute, everybody's in a yucky mood today. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, what impact did I have? It's a lack of understanding, but I tell you, it's
yes.
so impressive because you went to college, then you joined the Navy,
mm-hmm.
and then you pursued flying,
yeah.
which, so every step yeah. that you have taken, you've had to be fearless. You
yes.
did it because you knew that you could, because you didn't even have any, you know, reason not to believe you could, because your dad told you you could.
Right. Well, I will say that I was abundantly ready for every step that I make. I could say that I was overqualified, you know, but sometimes that kind of irritates people, but I had to be on top of my game. So I was already flying in college. I had my private pilot's license when I was in college. I graduated with an aeronautics degree. So I was ready when they opened the doors finally to women and minorities. It was so funny. It was like, I didn't know that door was closed, but here I am, you know. And they go, okay, we're going to check off two boxes. You're a female, you're a minority. And hopefully if you can get through basic training, you can go on to flight school. And I was like, well, that's great. So I went through basic training and then I went straight on to flight school, which my background of already flying was very helpful. But my peers, they didn't have to have a background in flying. They didn't have to have any of the things that they didn't have to have a science degree, which I had to have. They didn't have to have a flight background, which I already had a license. But I was there, and I was qualified and ready to go. And the same thing with American Airlines. By the time I left the Navy to go into the airlines, I had twice as many flight hours as anybody else needed.
Did you feel any kind of distancing or anybody? Did you ever feel like you were trying to be pushed out of what you were pursuing just because
yeah.
of the times?
I was in a unique position. Everyone knew that I was there, like all the way up the chain of command as far as the base was concerned, so they were kind of watching. So the instructors that were instructing me, even if they did not like me, you know, and they were real grumpy about it, they actually couldn't do anything that was overt. You know, maybe try to do something covert, but they couldn't do any overt because they were actually being, it was visible. But at the same time, there was nobody stepping in to say, well, we're going to help her along, because that's what people think. Well, it's like, well, she must have got some help or assistance or something like that. You know, there's somebody in her corner.
Anybody
there
that
was,
beats you.
There was nobody in my corner. They wanted me to fail on my own, which is okay with me. And it was tough. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to miss words. It was tough. But I had a study group. I had a group of guys, because that's all that was there. I had a group of guys that I could depend on to make my life miserable. Did you, you know, what are the procedures for such and such? What are the emergency procedures? You know, and I had to come up with that, you know, information like right off the top of my head. And one of my friends, his name is Chris, and he would look at me, he goes, you don't know your procedures. You need to go back and, you know, and so they made sure that I was, you know, that I had my stuff together.
They made you better.
Because you can't do that alone. You have to have like a group of people to study with. It's just too much information all at one time. It's not hard information, it's just too much. And you have to learn it all. So you need to be able to bounce this around with other folks in order to get through that training program. So I give that. Anybody needs that. And that's what I had. And that's how I got through the flight school. And I had very high grades. Yeah, I did really well.
That. you could control the grades.
Well, right? I was studying my butt off. I didn't have time to get influenced by somebody who didn't like me. It's like, boo-hoo.
Wow.
I'm busy.
These are such awesome traits and just foundational blocks of success. You know, we talk about running your own race. Don't quit before the blessing. Don't give up. Just show up and keep going. And you have a life of first and accomplishments to support everything that you're sharing with these young people in changing their lives, impacting their lives in such a positive way. We need to take a mid-program break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation right here on Close Up Fort Mill TKK, live from Famous Toastery here in TKK. Of course, my guest today, Brenda Robinson. Boy, I am psyched up. I'm going to have to make a, what's my next goal on the list? Because I'm going for it.
That's right.
Of course, today is brought to you by Kuster Commercial, co-sponsored by York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Come on back for more great conversation and learn about aviation camps. Hey, success is an attitude.
Attitude.
Hello. Altitude. Attitude.
Yeah.
You got to have one to have the other.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in TKK, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is the perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
This is Close Up, and we are so glad to have you. We are broadcasting live today on WRHI FM 100.1, South Carolina's most honored radio station. My guest is Brenda Robinson. Let me tell you, this young lady is the Navy's first female African-American pilot and believes success is an attitude. Now sharing those successful abilities and mindsets with really the youth. Between what ages, Brenda?
Yes, ages 9 through 18.
And
are available.
This is and you are hosting these camps.
Yes.
Where can we go to learn more about how to get enrolled, where you have them, and all that good stuff?
Right. It's an aviation career camp, not just for pilots, but like I told you, I loved air traffic control. So I know that that is a trigger, and so is all of the other great jobs that nobody knows about. Those are triggers. So I bring kids to an airport, and I show them all the careers in aviation. I have one camp coming up at the Charlotte Airport on April 16th. I have the next one coming up at Monroe on June 25th. You can sign up by going to aviationcamps.org and scroll down to register now, and just go ahead and register, and you're going to be in the class. But I do have another option, and it's free for all students. You have to sign up to get on the list. It's a wait list, but it's free, and I want all of those seats filled. Now, I do have to have angel sponsors to come along and make this registration for these students to happen. So it's kind of thing. You can't let a student sign up and then not support them in order to do that. So that's how that program works.
That's wonderful. I mean, I sit here and I look at your life of success. I look at you you are a trailblazer, so inspiring, and obviously making such a difference in the lives that you touch and teaching that you can do anything you set your mind to.
Anything, yes.
Start life, be the best, and go for it. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you for inviting me. This is wonderful. This is perfect.
And I
wanted to get the word out, so I thank you very much.
Awesome. And thank you for tuning in to this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Kuster Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. And our other co-sponsor, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. When it's important that you get the facts, make sure you go straight to the source like we do here on WRHI.com. This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Until next time, when the facts matter, Close Up counts. I'm Patty Mercer. Have a great day.